I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A Baptist missionary of South Korea has been sentenced to life in a hard labor camp in North Korea. According to CBN News, Kim Jong-wook is accused of spying for South Korea and setting up underground churches. He supposedly admitted to committing religious acts and thus malignantly hurt the dignity of North Korea's regime. South Korea says Kim is not a spy and the penalty is too harsh. Pray for courage for the family of God in North Korea. Next, China's demanding Bibles and posing a challenge. How do you give Bibles to people when there are none to give? See, the government is limiting the number of Chinese Bibles being printed right now. Barry Werner of Bibles for China explains this is due to the extreme influx of Bibles that were printed in recent years. With more hoops to jump through, he says.
The believers have to work together. I mean, it's the Word of God. And these Chinese believers are not frivolous Christians. The Word of God is very precious to them. And when one person has the Word of God, they're not at all selfish. They share that.
You can support this effort through prayer.
Again, it's a matter of prayer. If the door is open but there's no supply, one's just as tough as the other.
And many of you may remember Children's Bible Hour with Uncle Charlie. It morphed into CBH Ministries in Down Gilead Lane. Now, it's taken on a new name and some pretty big plans. Keys for Kids Ministries plans to reach kids 24/7. Executive Director of Keys for Kids, Terry Ritchie, describes what they did.
We did add a ministry logo for our publishing division and also for our Internet radio division that used to be called something you're familiar with, His Kids Radio, and is now called Keys for Kids Radio, or KFKR, what we like to call it. And we hope to have it up and running this fall.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sign up to get our daily e-news blasts for free. Go to missionnetworknews.org, type in your email address on the bottom, and you'll have up-to-date mission news every day. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.